Chuck Hagen was asleep at his home on Bay Avenue when he realized something was wrong.
I heard the sirens going, and then I turned the radio on. Tsunami coming this way.
Hagen doesn't have family here, so he drove himself to Homer High School, which was a designated shelter. The stress and the walk from the parking lot tired him out.
I can't get around very good. Oh boy. I'm okay, I'm just out of wind. This is no place for a 90-year-old man to be.
The tsunami warning freaked out many Homer residents, but for those already in a vulnerable position, the warning brought about special concerns.
I'm still very sick. I didn't get my meds, nothing, not even a coat.
Judy Eastwood drove from Haven House, a shelter for domestic abuse victims, to the South Peninsula Hospital and was still in her pajamas. She was worried about only having 3 hours to go before needing her medicine, and she was concerned about others who had stayed behind at Haven House.
Oh, another girl there who's, almost in the same shape as me, I couldn't get her to get up and get out of bed. Finally, she heard it and woke up. Oh my gosh, I thought, jeez.
But it wasn't just leaving others behind that worried people.
Initially, I had planned to get all of my animals. I have more of them.
Aubrey Stedman lives on the base of the spit.
Then my instinct was to get my kids and dogs in the car and run away. I was trying to stay calm for my kids, but my chest felt like it was exploding. So I left behind several pets that we couldn't all get to bring with us. So I'm having kind of a nervous breakdown a little bit.
Along with nerves, there was also a great deal of confusion. Homer Police Sergeant Larry Baxter came up to the school to address rumors and concerns.
People at the emergency operations centers have been hearing stories that Kodiak and Seward have been devastated and wiped out. That's not true. We're just, trying to ease people's minds and kind of keep them updated.
Still, there were many people who were calm from the beginning. Bob Heilig lives near Olmers.
Figure this, the tiniest little chance that something will actually happen. That this area will actually be hit.
Small waves under a foot were detected in Kodiak and other Gulf communities, but no major threat was posed by the quake. Around 3:30 a.m., the tsunami warning was changed to an advisory, and residents were told to return to their homes. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.